As a place to eat, it was strictly a second-class cafeteria. But Bickford's, on the east side of Calvert Street between Baltimore and Fayette Streets, was in the 1950s and 60s known as nothing less than Number 10 Downing Street because it was recognized as the center of Baltimore's political power, just as its namesake was the center of London's. Though the uninformed did think of the place as a cafeteria, those who understood the town called it headquarters. Throughout those years, politicians, governors, mayors, city councilmen, kingmakers, and hangers-on all made their way over from City Hall or from Church Street in Annapolis and from Democratic headquarters in the Emerson Hotel across the street. They sat, these kingmakers of Calvert Street, those who had the power and those who aspired to it, at small tables drinking coffee, glumly exchanging raw intelligence. Who would be on the ticket? Who would control which district? Who would get which jobs that made up the world of precinct politics? Who would be in? Who would be out? Who should stay on the job? Who should be removed? So respected was Bickford's as a center of political information in Baltimore that George P. Mahoney, running for governor and restless on election eve at the Emerson Hotel Party headquarters, was heard to tell aides, "Go across the street to Bickford's. Find out what's happening." Bickford's on Calvert Street closed in 1972, and the dispersed politicos are reputed to have settled in other scattered eating places throughout the city, meeting in Sunday breakfast sessions only. Remembering the old power brokers forum at Bickford's when it was Number 10 Downing Street, the aging politicians in their new settings must see the irony. They who had always decided who would be king and who should be removed had themselves been removed.